Hello, hello, everyone. We are live. Today is March 12th, 2026. Welcome to everybody jumping in the United States and around the world. We're so happy to have you with us tonight. As people are jumping in, we want to say hi to some of you who are viewing us. I see North Texas. God bless you. Chapmansboro, Tennessee. Hello. God bless you. Asheville, North Carolina. I see a hallelujah in Florida. God bless you. Rockaway, New Jersey. I know where that is. I know where Rockaway, New Jersey is. Hello to our wonderful friend, the New Jersey, that just love their leopard print and drive like it's the Autobahn. God bless you. We absolutely love you guys and all our viewers in New Jersey. Let's see who else is jumping on. Antwerp, New York. Well, hello to our neighbors there. God bless you. Very happy to have you with us. Southern California, the Ozarks in Missouri. God bless you. Ontario, hello to our international audience coming in and our wonderful viewers in Canada. We're so happy to have you with us tonight. Oh, let's see who else is coming in. Tulsa, Oklahoma. God bless you. Palm Coast, Florida. God bless you as well. Oh, let's see who else is coming in. Spokane, Washington. I see you. God bless you. Smack Over, Arkansas. What a name. God bless you. Very happy to have you with us tonight. Wichita, Kansas. Southeast Michigan, Michigan. Santa Rosa, California. West Jordan, Utah. God bless all of you as well. Naples, Florida and Northwest Florida. I see. I also see in Virginia. God bless you, all of you as well. Lancaster, England. Hello to our wonderful viewers in England who are coming on. Very happy to have you with us tonight. I see Augusta, Georgia as well. And Australia. Good morning to you in Australia. Hello to our friends across the globe in Australia. God bless you. I see Pennsylvania and Boston, Massachusetts. God bless you. I see Texas as well. God bless all of our viewers in Texas. We have many viewers in Texas. We're very happy to have you with us tonight. Rockland County, New York. I know where Rockland County is because Chris went to Helen Hayes, and that is in Rockland County when he went for rehab after the brain injury. So hello to our neighbors in Rockland County and in Long Island. I see you as well. God bless you. Aurora, Colorado, Montana, South Dakota, Wadsworth, Ohio, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. God bless all of you who are coming in. Quebec, Canada. I think it's called Quebecois. I think that's how they say Quebec, actually, in French Canadian. Clementon, New Jersey as well. God bless you. And we'll do a few more as people are jumping in. I see Youngstown, Ohio, Georgetown, Texas, Billings, Montana, South Australia. God bless all of you as well. Wonderful. I see you've been fasting. Some of you are putting in the chat, you've been fasting. Very happy to hear that. Kalawa, Hawaii. I think it's Kalau, actually. Hawaii. Well, God bless our viewers in Hawaii. We're very happy to have you on with us tonight. Also, hello to our wonderful moderators and Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. I just saw South Africa come in. Hello to our viewers in South Africa. Very happy to have you with us tonight as well. I see Malaga, Spain. Well, hello to our wonderful viewers in Spain that are coming in as well. It's amazing to have you with us tonight. As well as everybody else who is jumping on. We very much appreciate that you are watching. So what we're going to do, as people are still coming in and they're being notified, we have gone live. I am going to open up in prayer as usual. We're going to give this over to the Lord. We are in rapid fire, no pun intended, type of window, in this window between Purim and Passover as it continues. We have a lot to prophetically break down, get into, show you why certain things are happening within this window. It seems like every day now the pace is picked up and we're in a pressure-filled, intense, volatile window as we continue. And Passover does start April 1st, I believe, at sundown this year. It comes early. So let's open up in prayer, give this over to the Lord, and we're going to prophetically have a power-packed night tonight. All glory be to God. And we have a little friend here tonight. They're the little ladybug who's joining us, who flew on my screen and I rescued. And it's like, It's going to be 32 degrees out, so we're letting the ladybug stay in here for tonight. So this is our special guest for the evening, on top of whatever else shows up. You never know who could come. We have a lot of animals and Chris here. Anybody could show up at any point. Okay, let's open up in prayer, and we'll give this over to the Lord. So, Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, we come before you this day. We praise you, you are Almighty God. You are high and lifted up, far above every power, principality, and might. Lord, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name. Father God, we just praise you. We bless your holy name. Father God, we come before you with thanksgiving and praise, saying your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father God, forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness, forgive us of every way we sin and fall short. Father, we all sin and fall incredibly short of the glory of God. And we praise you that your mercies are new every single day, that you literally renew your covenant with us, Lord, every single day. And we acknowledge you sent your Son Jesus Christ to the earth, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He was the Passover lamb, the Pesach lamb. He was beaten for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. And we praise you, Father God, that the blood of Jesus that was shed at Calvary, it disarmed principalities and powers. It blotted out ordinances. It made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation. That blood dripped onto the mercy seat. It purchased us. It paid the price in full. Father God, we praise you that Jesus Christ himself descended into the underworld, took the keys from death, defeated hell, death, and the grave, miraculously rose again and ascended back to heaven to sit victoriously at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. We praise you, Father God, that Jesus Christ, and we acknowledge this day as the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the name above all names, and our advocate without ceasing before your throne. And we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence in the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, into this place. Father, let the weight of your glory, your power, your truth, your might, the weight of your conviction, Father God, let it saturate the airwaves and the atmosphere, Father God. Let your presence, Father God, your holiness just fill this place. Your word says, be thou holy, for I am holy, Lord. We welcome your holiness in and your presence in, Father God, that the Holy Spirit would go forth and be the counselor and minister to those that are watching tonight, Father God, that they would feel the conviction of the Father. They would feel the weight of the reverence, Father God, that people would be compelled to go deeper with you, to go deeper in your word, Father God. Lord, we praise you. Your word says you leave the 99 to go after the one. We ask that you would go after the one tonight, Lord. Go after the one who's watching, who's broken. Go after the one who has walked away from you. You've been calling them back. Let them feel and be compelled, Father God, to come back to you, Lord, in this time, Father. And Lord, we just ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you go before us, you be our front and rear guard tonight, that you order our steps, order my words, Lord, as we mightily go forth in you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I ask that you fill us with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Give us eyes to see and ears to hear what the Holy Spirit has to say. Let us hear your voice, know your voice, and as strangers, we will not follow. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Allow me and our team, Lord, the humble privilege of being vessels of your power, Lord. And Father, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you would loose, send, and dispatch your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions, Father God, to surround the skies, the land above and below, north, south, east, and west, and to guard against every dimensional access point in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we take authority over and rebuke every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, sabotage, attack, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, Father God, infirmity, sickness, disease, hex, vex, spell, smote, enchantment, incantation, manipulation, word curse, dark arts, witchcraft, and any form of weaponized demonic activity sent against us. In the name of Jesus Christ, by the power and authority we have been given through that name, we command that all destroyed and scattered by the holy fire of God, dismantled, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, disarmed, rendered powerless, and their communication lies disrupted so they cannot carry out their plans. And it casts back to the areas you have designated for such, Father, to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return or have anything sent in its place. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We are most certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith. Father God, we just praise you and bless your holy name, that you are holy, you are righteous. Your word says, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. We are receptacles for your glory. We ask you, fill us with that, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, Father God. We praise you that you are the righteous judge, that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, that your eyes wander to and fro across the earth, Father God, that you were and you existed before the foundation of the earth were ever laid. You are the great I am, El Shaddai, Adonai. You are our banner, our righteousness. You are our healer, our strong tower, our provider. And we just praise you tonight for that, Lord. And we praise you, Father God, that you are a merciful God. We praise you, you are a righteous God. And we humbly submit to you tonight, Father, as we mightily go forth in you. We praise you, we bless your holy name, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to those of you who were jumping on during prayer. I felt that for sure. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I had to take a drink after that. So, welcome to those of you who have just jumped on. If you could share this broadcast and like and subscribe, we would very much appreciate it. It does help us. It does help us to get the word out, and we very much appreciate that. And we thank you, and we're honored that you do that for us. We know people don't have to watch us, and they don't even have to look in our direction. And we just praise the Lord for his favor in that regard. So, a lot going on in the past couple of days, and we're going to talk about it all. But boy, we entered this window between Purim and Passover with a bang. So we entered this window with a complete bang and with a complete just right out of the gate, because what started? Well, Operation Epic Fury and Roaring Lion in Iran, and watching the modern day Purim take place. So we entered this window with a bang, and we are seeing fire in many forms happen in this window. This tends to be a fiery window. It could be a very volatile window. And why is that? Well, because the enemy is reminded of the Passover lamb. He is reminded that Jesus Christ defeated hell, death, and the grave. He is reminded that the superpower of the world, Egypt, was broken, and Almighty God came in and judged the enemy's superpower of the world at that point. It is a reminder of his defeat. And this is why we see the spiritual activity really, really rear up in this time. So let's get right into it and what's prophetically going on, because there's a lot going on. So we're going to put up this first article for you. AP report, armed man ran vehicle into Michigan synagogue and was fatally shot by security. A man armed with a rifle rammed a vehicle into the nation's largest Reform synagogue in a Detroit suburb and was fatally shot by security. The Associated Press has learned. It was reported that a truck had crashed into the synagogue and smoke could be seen billowing from the synagogue's roof. Footage from the scene shows dozens of police vehicles surrounding the building. Now, we have another one too we're going to show you. We're going to show you the second one now. Suspect dead after ramming vehicle into Michigan synagogue, active shooting incident, police are saying. So this is another one that is that's kind of out there right now. This is another headline. It's very similar to something that happened yesterday in a different way, and I'm going to show you the prophetic connection here. But we're going to put the headline up for you. We're going to put to show you something very interesting about this headline, because we're in the window between Purim and Passover. So this is the headline: Michigan police responding to active shooting incident at synagogue in West Bloomfield, which is near the Detroit area in Michigan. This is what happened today. It happened in the window between Purim and Passover. You can actually spell from this headline Purim Passover War. Sleeper cells activate Trump Iran Rubio. So you can actually, from this headline that is happening in this window, spell all of these things. And we are actively watching all of these things. What I'm trying to show you is when these incidents happen, it is not an accident. It is carefully orchestrated in the kingdom of darkness to align with the natural, to try to open gates and to try to cause events to happen. It is carefully selected and orchestrated. It is not by random chance. We are seeing this suddenly begin in the window between Purim and Passover. Now, I want to read to you the word from the Lord from November 20th, 2025. When it comes to this, because this was Michigan. We're also going to play a clip for you in a few minutes. So November 20th, 2025. This is a multi-headed serpent that has mutated and joined with another nation and has created a multi-headed snake that is rearing up for multiple strikes at once, says the Lord. Be prayerful and vigilant and intercede that this strike is stopped very short of its mark and the multi-heads of the serpent are caught and removed so the body has no more vision, says the Lord. For the snake is looking to birth forth eggs of fire, says the Lord. Fire in many forms. This multi-headed beast has laid eggs in cities. It has laid eggs near the mayor's office of Washington, D.C. It has laid eggs in Chicago, in Michigan, in New York, in New Mexico, in California, in Virginia, says the Lord. Speak the word of the Lord that these eggs are found and destroyed, for they shall birth fiery flying serpents. Flying, says the Lord. Airspace shall be violated, says the Lord. High alert shall turn into emergencies at the Pentagon, says the Lord, if these eggs are not found and destroyed, says the Lord. Now, this prophecy also matches up with something we're going to talk about in a little bit, and we're going to come back and revisit it again. But Michigan is one of the areas that's mentioned where these eggs have been laid. And on Tuesday night's broadcast, we're going to play the clip for you now. I had warned about Michigan that we were going to see some intense events begin to happen in Michigan. So we're going to play that clip for you now. Outline has been triggered. Now, a fault line has been triggered again, and it's a dual meaning. A fault line as in earthquake, and a fault line as in a line of culpability in New York has been triggered. And it will go from the mayor's to the governor's seat of New York. Michigan is coming soon as well. Just remember that. Michigan is coming soon as well. And that was Tuesday night. And we're beginning to watch now the percolations of that in Michigan happen with this event today. So Michigan, I believe, is going to come more and more into contention in this time. And this was just the beginnings of it today. Now, I will tell you as well that I want to tell you what I heard March 10th, 2026 at approximately 7 o'clock p.m. I heard in my spirit, I was done with the broadcast. I had walked through the laundry room to go see Noah the Tortoise and the Rabbits, and I heard a sentence in my spirit, and I want to tell you about it because I think we're going to see in this time this come into play. But I heard Thune, T-H-U-N-E, Thune is about to get caught in a sand dune. This is what I heard. Thune is about to get caught in a sand dune. Now, he's the Senate Majority Leader, I believe. Thune is indeed the Senate Majority Leader. I heard this all of a sudden in my spirit. I'll say it one more time. Thune is about to get caught in a sand dune. Now, it brought me back to Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27. And I'm going to read it to you because it has to do with this. So everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. Verse 25, and the rain fell and the floods and torrents came and the winds blew and slammed against that house. Yet it did not fall because it had been founded on the rock. Well, in 2025, we had all of those floods, if you think about it. Verse 26 for 2026. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. Thune is about to get caught in a sand dune. Verse 27, and the rain fell and the floods and torrents came and the winds blew and slammed against that house and it fell. And great and complete was its fall. Great and complete. I'm telling you, that is a warning for 2027. Because verse 25 and verse 27 of this are almost identical, except the outcome. In both verse 25 and 27, the rains fell and the floods came and the winds blew and the torrents came and slammed against the house. But in 25, it stood. And in 27, it falls. And great and complete is its fall. So that is a warning as well, I believe, for 2027. But verse 26, about building your house on sand, the foolish man built his house upon the sand. That's for Congress. That's for Congress and what's about to happen. So keep that in mind as we go forth. I just want to say I heard that. I heard it two nights ago after the broadcast. And so I wanted to share it with you today. Now, we're going to go to the next thing because there's a lot to cover tonight. So let's go to the next article. Thank you. This happened yesterday. Van slams into White House barricade, driver in custody. The U.S. Secret Service is investigating after a vehicle crashed into a barricade near the White House early Wednesday, according to the federal agency and police in Washington, D.C. The driver of the car was detained by Secret Service agents and is being questioned, said Anthony Guglielmi, a spokesperson for the agency. And so they were looking at this suspicious vehicle in a statement they had made to CBS. Now, the police spokesperson said the crash happened along a section of the intersection of Connecticut and H Streets. Now, I'm going to tell you something. And I'll say it again in a little bit, but the components of what's happening right now are very important to spiritually tip you off about what is on the move in the spirit and where. The intersection was Connecticut and H Streets. Connecticut, I'm telling you now, this is not an accident. I believe the state of Connecticut is about to have a high alert moment themselves. So just keep that in mind as we continue on tonight. But I want to read to you this word from the Lord from February 13th, 2025. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, confirmation of such is about to come forth. There was a crash clause in such blueprints to activate. Capitals, crashes of numerous kinds, says the Lord, numerous. And now says the Lord that has begun, monuments, bridges, buildings with names of presidents who hold a common thread. It's a code, says the Lord. It's a code. Word of the Lord, May 8th, 2025. Assassination attempts and successes in this time, says the Lord. Be on guard in your nation, says the Lord, for the church has the power to step in the gap and thwart crashes that have been set in motion by those holdouts of Saul, the holdouts of Ahab that desire to crush the people that sit in their high place and attempt to call my people the troublers of their nation, that attempt to call them troublers of Israel. And so we are watching. This has kicked up a notch in this time, in this window between Purim and Passover. And let me show you the deeper prophetic connection here, why this is happening now. So yesterday, the vehicle crashes into the White House, right? The barricades at the White House. And today, a vehicle crashes into Temple Israel, the synagogue near the Detroit area. So let's look at this spiritually. The White House, where the first vehicle crashed into, is where President Trump not only lives right now, but he's the president of the United States of America. Temple Israel, right? The synagogue. Well, Israel represents where Benjamin Netanyahu is. So they are the two main leaders and countries in these operations against Iran. And in this window between Purim and Passover, which is when these operations started, vehicles are crashing in. Into and active attempts are being made on what symbolically is connected to this. So you have the White House where Trump is. You have Temple Israel. Israel is the Benjamin Netanyahu is the prime minister of Israel. These vehicles crashed one after the other, a day apart. and it happens to symbolically represent what is involved in this operation against Iran. Now, that's not an accident. I also believe this is happening one after the other, because you may see in this time, in tandem, an event that is one after the other, that first tries to go after President Trump and derail him, and then immediately goes after Netanyahu the next day or within a few days of that event. So as you're watching this unfold and you see these vehicles crash into the White House first, right, that area, and then into Temple Israel, the leaders, President Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu, in this time will have an event happen to them in tandem in a similar way we just watched these two crashes take place. So this event will happen in tandem, and this is why you need to intercede and pray, because it can be thwarted, it can be exposed. But this is what I'm picking up on by watching the events that have unfolded in the past few days. This was one after the other. First the White House, then Temple Israel. You know why? Because in the realm of the spirit, they're announcing their intentions to now go after and take down the leaders of these nations. It's literally an announcement, I believe, coming forth from the kingdom of darkness right now, that something has been set in motion in the realm of the spirit to go after, at the same time, President Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu. And this is the physical manifestation of that announcement. And that is a high alert moment for them, because it's going to be in tandem. What happens now will be in tandem. So keep that in mind. Pray for them. Intercede. Because this will be an event that is one after the other, connecting President Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu, attempting to derail them. So just keep that in mind as well. I also believe, and I'm discerning as well, and this just dropped in my spirit, that Russia has deployed spies in this nation to attempt to assist Iran and other nations, and it's going to be national, and those spies are going to be caught. So keep that in mind as well as we go forth. That was just dropped into my spirit, and I'm speaking it under the unction of what I believe and perceive as the Holy Spirit right now as we continue. Now, we're going to put up this article for you. This is a prophecy fulfilled that is almost 6 years old, which is quite incredible. Gus, who travels with us, who's with Blessed to Teach, he actually found this and sent this to me yesterday. So the article says, cardboard cutout of, you can't make this up, of Iran's new supreme leader displayed at allegiance ceremony in Tehran. Tehran staged a highly unusual show of loyalty as supporters of the Iranian regime gathered for a public ceremony pledging allegiance to Mojtaba Khamenei, the country's newly appointed supreme leader. Instead of appearing in person, however, Mojtaba was represented by a life-size cardboard cutout placed prominently at the event. They're taking cardboard cutouts, which should indicate to you that this new supreme leader may not be in the best of shape, if cardboard cutouts are being displayed at the events instead of the actual person. Now, I want to go to December 18th, 2020. Word of the Lord. This is what it says. It's very specific. There are judges, heads of state, heads of corporations, heads of pharmakia, heads of media, heads of military and legal justice branches, former presidents, spouses of former presidents, and heads of the UN, all involved in this attempted blockade to rob the people, to rob those who have no idea they're being robbed, says the Lord, who are freely handing over their freedoms, thinking their freedoms will be safe and secure in the hands of a wicked council and their cardboard cutouts propped up in positions of leadership to be just that. What just happened? The new Iranian leader, they put a cardboard cutout and propped it up at the allegiance ceremony. What does the word of the Lord say? Thinking their freedoms will be safe and secure in the hands of a wicked council and their cardboard cutouts propped up in positions of leadership to be just that. However, says the Lord thy God, this day cardboard cutouts fold easily, they destroy easily, and the slightest wind knocks them over. And says the Spirit of the Lord, this day, I have set my face against Moab. I have set my face against those who worship Baal. I have set my face against the council. I have set my face against the UN. I have set my face against the council of donkeys and elephants attempting to attack a foundation. I, the Lord, have laid in this country. This council of both parties has their dirty hands stirring the pot in elections in Israel and are knee-deep in countries where dictators and God-haters rule with an oppressive hammer, who rule with an oppressive whip, that's capital, who for guaranteed positions, for guaranteed funds, and for offshore accounts have sold the United States to the highest bidder. However, I, the Lord God, am nullifying that sale. I, the Lord God, am declining it, for it is not capital theirs to sell. It is not theirs to divide up. It is not theirs to steal capital, says the Lord God Elohim this day. Now, this was from December 18th, 2020, when the Lord in this word talked about propping up cardboard cutouts. And he's talking about these type of nations where the wicked and God haters rule. So now we see that they actually have done this in Iran. And now there is a cardboard cutout propping up Mojtaba Khomeini in this allegiance ceremony. So very, very interesting. I thought I would just share that with you, being that we found this. Now, continuing with Iran for a minute, we're going to put up this article for you. This is interesting. Iran may be activating sleeper cells outside the country, an alert says. The U.S. has intercepted encrypted communications believed to have originated in Iran that may serve as an operational trigger for sleeper assets outside the country, according to a federal government alert sent to law enforcement agencies. The alert reviewed by ABC News cites preliminary signals analysis of a transmission likely of Iranian origin that was relayed across multiple countries shortly after the death of the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, the supreme leader of Iran, who was killed in a U.S.-Israeli attack on February 28th. Now, this was triggered within that Purim Passover window. So these are the decrees of destruction attempting to go out. What do I mean by that? Well, these operational triggers to awaken sleeper assets went out after the Ayatollah is killed. And it went into Purim, and Purim was marked by a blood moon. And we went into that window between Purim and Passover. That's when these triggers went out. These are the modern decrees of destruction aligning with the book of Esther, which took place in Iran, that Haman from Amalek, raised to a high governmental position, put out against the people of God. And then a divine reversal took place. So these literally are the modern day decrees of destruction aligning with a modern day Purim, aligning with a modern day book of Esther playing out before us. And it's all happening between Purim and Passover. This is when they're trying to awake the sleeper assets. This is when the enemy's trying to do this. You know why? Because Purim and Passover both have to do with judgment and deliverance. And the Lord said he would war with Amalek every generation. That every generation, Almighty God, would war with Amalek for what they have done. Now, I want to go to June 6, 2020, word of the Lord. This is almost 6 years old, this word. I want you to listen to what it says, because it has to do with what we are watching with these sleeper assets and with these operational triggers going out. June 6, 2020. I am the Lord God, and my power has the ability to pierce through every darkness, every storm, every evil, and truly disable its power. Pray, my children, petition me, the Lord, to disable the power of the entities behind the rage, behind the terror, behind these groups terrorizing communities. Pray to disable that power, for as the power of Baal was disabled at Mount Carmel, we watched that happen in Iran, no matter how much the people cried out, Baal could not answer, could not demonstrate his power. So I, the Lord, say this day, petition my throne for the powers and principalities to be disabled by my angelic army, that they are silenced, bound, and restrained, says the Lord God this day. My power is going to restrain, says the Lord. You will see the physical manifestation of this. They shall be as Sodom, and for the destruction they have caused, a double portion shall be upon them and their households, says the Lord God Jehovah this day. The tables will be turned, and those who want to reign in terror shall have terror reigned upon them. Seek me, ask, seek, knock. I will give instruction. I, the Lord, will warn and thwart their plans. A multi-city terrorist attack will be attempted. The enemy is attempting to bring terror upon the whole nation in an attempt to put puppets in leadership that will truly unravel the country. Look at the cities, my children, where that leadership stands right now. Look at their condition. For when leadership opens up portals of hell, you will see the manifestation in the natural. And then December 3rd, 2020, this is also almost 6 years old, this word. And I, the Lord God, am going into the underground cells. Now, what did they say got activated? Sleeper assets and terror cells. This is what they're saying. This operational trigger was sent out to sleeper cells to awaken sleeper assets that are in this country and other countries. And December 3rd, 2020, and I, the Lord God, am going into the underground cells, and I am unlocking them, including terror cells that have laid hidden underground in this country, that have been waiting upon a code word from those corrupted against this country in order to strike. Terror cells from Iran have laid hidden in the country of the eagle, the United States, and I, the Lord thy God, am ripping the covers, the sewer caps off, and exposing the locations, the GPS location of these terror cells, of underground deep cells and networks of the darkest individuals who have been receiving their instructions through an intricate web of back channels, through the dark web as well, says the Spirit. And the Spirit of the Lord says, this day I am shining my holy light on the dark web and the hackers who have ties to Dominion, who have ties to certain parties, who have ties to the Muslim Brotherhood shall be exposed, says the Lord. For I, the Lord thy God, am exposing the brothers in the Muslim Brotherhood. For I, the Lord, sit on the throne, not a false god, falsely glorified and put on a counterfeit throne. Blasphemy, says the Lord, blasphemy. And that's capital. Now, this was back December 3rd, 2020. Now it's these cells that they believe are from Iran, that these operational triggers have just been sent, these decrees of destruction going out between Purim and Passover in order to awaken them in this time. That was almost 6 years ago, and we are watching that actively happen now. August 31st, 2021. There shall be a very threatening and destructive statement made by the leadership of Iran during this time, as that principality is stirring them up to indeed make a power grab at such a time. However, says the Lord of hosts, the net they are planning to lay for Israel, they and Hezbollah and their funders from other countries who desire for Iran to do their dirty work, who desire to make Iran an extension of themselves, for such destruction against other countries and peoples. So I, the Lord thy God, shall gut open their plan and reveal the inwardmost parts, as two terrorist groups have met in secret and are looking to make a super force of terror power. That was August 31st, 2021. Now, remember, this is all getting awoken in this window between Purim and Passover. This is why we need to intercede and pray, because the Lord warns ahead of time so his people can be the watchmen, get on the wall, sound the alarm, intercede and pray, and expose the plans of darkness and iniquity and tear them down. This is why the Lord tells us these things. This is why we're told ahead. We are meant to intercede and pray, so in the spirit things begin to shift that actually then influences events in the natural and causes these things to be thwarted. Now, we're going to put up the Fox News article for you. This is connected to this. Thank you. Trump says we've got our eyes on Iranian sleeper cells in the U.S. Trump blamed former President Joe Biden's administration for allowing terrorists to cross the border. He's not wrong. President Trump hailed the swift prosecution of the military campaign against Iran, but acknowledged there are terrorist sleeper cells in the U.S. that have been watched, that have to be watched and dealt with. Trump said during a press gaggle Wednesday that he has been briefed on terror alerts and threats, including reported plans to conduct a drone attack in California. We'll get into that. But he warned that any terrorist present in the country now might be the result of former President Joe Biden's, quote, stupid open border. Well, it is stupid, and it should have never been left open. And many, many damaged, wicked, dangerous individuals came across that border, and they have been hiding. Now, interestingly enough, when I gave that word of the Lord, December 3rd, 2020, and warned about this, President Trump was just coming out of office, I believe, and Joe Biden was going in. Joe Biden had won the election. President Trump was about to leave office. And this is when the Lord started sounding the alarm about these Iranian cells waiting upon a code word in this country in order to strike. He specifically said, terror cells from Iran have laid hidden in the country of the eagle, the United States, and I, the Lord thy God, am ripping the covers, the sewer caps off. So one of your largest cells that will be exposed is probably going to be in a major, major city. Because sewer caps are in major, major cities in this nation. So I'm just saying that, just reading this again. And exposing the locations, the GPS locations of these terror cells, of underground deep cells and networks of the darkest individuals who have been receiving their instructions through an intricate web of back channels. This is what's going on right now. This is all coming to light and being exposed. And they're also trying to trigger and activate these sleeper cells in this time. And we have been given power and authority through Christ Jesus to command they be exposed, thwarted, and dismantled in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's see. We'll go to California was mentioned in this, so we'll go to this next article because this is all connected. FBI warns Iran aspire to attack California with drones in retaliation for war. An alert says the FBI warned police departments in California in recent days that Iran could retaliate for American attacks by launching drones at the West Coast, according to an alert reviewed by ABC News. We recently acquired information that as of early February 2026, Iran allegedly aspired to conduct a surprise attack using unmanned aerial vehicles from an unidentified vessel off the coast of the United States. Off the coast of the United States homeland, specifically against unspecified targets in California, in the event that the U.S. conducted strikes against Iran, according to the alert distributed at the end of February. We have no additional information on the timing, method, target, or perpetrators of this alleged attack. Now, California, interesting, because when the enemy wants to attack, he wants to do it somewhere where he thinks he has legal grounds and rights to do so. Makes it easier for him to orchestrate and execute such an attack. Now, July 18th, 2025, word of the Lord. California, says the Lord, Newsom has welcomed terror in. And that he shall receive, says the Lord. For the border of California shall go under a great attack and advance, says the Lord. And the fall from such will be great as their setup for the next election shall implode before them. We are watching the makings of this. We are watching the makings of this. That's an interesting point. Mamdani was sworn in as mayor in a sewer. Yes, he was sworn in underground in an abandoned subway stop. That's a very good point. Word of the Lord, November 20th, 2025. This is the word I read before, but it's going to make more sense now that we've talked about these. Iran wants to attack California with unmanned drones, and they have intel on this that's now coming out. So let's read this again. November 20th, 2025. This is a multi-headed serpent that has mutated and joined with another nation and has created a multi-headed snake that is rearing up for multiple strikes at once, says the Lord. Be prayerful and vigilant and intercede that this strike is stopped very short of its mark and the multi-heads of the serpent are caught and removed so the body has no more vision, says the Lord. For the snake is looking to birth forth eggs of fire, says the Lord. Fire in many forms. This multi-headed beast has laid eggs in cities. It has laid eggs near the mayor's office of Washington, D.C. It has laid eggs in Chicago, in Michigan, which we're watching right now, in New York, ISIS terrorist attack that just happened, attempted one, in New Mexico, in California, in Virginia, says the Lord. Speak the word of the Lord that these eggs are found and destroyed, for they shall birth fiery flying serpents. Flying capital, says the Lord. Airspace shall be violated, says the Lord. High alert shall turn into emergencies at the Pentagon, says the Lord, if these eggs are not found and destroyed, says the Lord. These eggs have been laid, and one of the places they're laid in California, they shall birth forth fiery flying serpents. Drones. Drones. And then the Lord emphasizes flying, and he capitalizes that. Flying, says the Lord. Airspace shall be violated. Fiery flying serpents. Airspace shall be violated. Can we please put up that news article again about California, now that we have read this word from the Lord? Thank you. FBI warns Iran aspired to attack California with drones. With drones in retaliation. Fiery flying serpents. Michigan was one of them. California, New York was one of them. California is another. Virginia is coming. I'm telling you, they're playing with fire in Virginia. They're playing with fire. Virginia is coming. Speak the word of the Lord that these eggs are found and destroyed, for they shall birth fiery flying serpents. Flying, says the Lord, that's capital. Airspace shall be violated, says the Lord. High alert shall turn into emergencies at the Pentagon, says the Lord, if these eggs are not found and destroyed, says the Lord. Trump administration, you have to find these eggs and destroy them before they hatch. This is imperative. This was the word of the Lord, November 20th, 2025. There was a list of cities. We have now watched something happen in New York as a precursor with the ISIS IED explosive device attempted an attack in Michigan today. Vehicle rams in to Temple Israel, and they attempt to commit a terrorist attack there near the mayor's office in Washington, D.C. What just slammed into the barricade of the White House? Another vehicle. So far, we've seen something happen in Washington, D.C., Michigan, New York. Now this article's coming out in California. There's also Chicago, New Mexico, and Virginia on this list. This has to be found and destroyed before it's deployed. So before the eggs hatch and the plan deploys and fiery flying serpents are seen in this nation, are seen off the coast of this nation, it's important for the administration in this time to find them and destroy them now. Because that was back in November, that warning. December, January, February, March, 4 months ago. Before this operation started, before Operation Epic Fury and Roaring Lion, before all of this, the Lord warned this was coming. And they discovered this in early February 2026, that Iran was on the move to attempt to do this. And you know who's going to help them do it? Russia. You know who's going to help them do it? China. They're going to have assistance with these fiery flying serpents. And they want it in a state that is densely populated and has a lot of people. California being one of them. California being an open portal for the enemy in certain areas to operate. Los Angeles being one of the most densely populated areas. Also, San Francisco, the Golden Gate Bridge, that area too. But just pray and intercede, because this was warned months and months and months ago, and we're literally watching this unfold before our very eyes. Now, I want to take you back to December 8th, 2019. These older words, if you go to arcofgrace.org, click on blog and click on archive, it takes you to the older blog and you can find these dates and look at these words for yourself. December 8th, 2019. Now, 9/11 is in the date of that word, because 1 plus 2 plus 8 is 11. And then you have the 9 from 2019. So 9/11 happens to be in the date of this word I gave over almost 7 years ago. And this is what the word of the Lord said. The book of Esther, account of Joseph. Okay, so this is what I wrote. And then I wrote, this takes place in Persia, meaning Esther. The Lord had snuck a Jewish woman into the royal court of King Xerxes in order to terminate Haman and his plot of terror against the Jews. And then I wrote, an Esther coming forth up out of Iran. There is an Esther that is coming forth up out of Iran. We are watching that moment actively happen now in real time. And this was back in 2019. And then this is what was said. Israel is going to launch a top secret harrowing spy offensive to obtain information the Ayatollah has guarded about the whereabouts of underground facilities where they have plants in Israel and the U.S., and we will see a military operation, a jaw-dropping one, come forth from this. We watched that. We just watched that happen. The Lord is getting an Esther into the court. This is just the first blow for Iran. A bigger one is coming. The Ayatollah will be shaken. Iranian government will be shaken down to the foundations. And there will be big falls. And a whistleblower will come forth who used to be part of the regime, who will have an encounter with Jesus, and I believe will become a way for the U.S. and Israel to stay plugged into the vein of what Iran is doing. They want to shake their fists, then Almighty God shall shake them and do it. Publicly, the Lord will expose just how weak at their core they are. Iran leaders caught with their pants down. Now, this was written back then. Russia will attempt to apply pressure to help Iran. However, they have miscalculated the hand of Almighty God in this, and it will backfire. What was breaking news? Just late last week, Russia is supplying intelligence to Iran on U.S. positions and assets. This was back in 2019, December 8th, 2019, when this word was given. That's almost 7 years ago. We are actively watching these words now. All glory be to God, actively coming to pass. And Russia just did this when they provided Iran, after the operations began, with intelligence on key U.S. military assets and positions. This is actively going on. It's actively going on. Almost 7 years later, we are watching this go on. February 11th, 2020. Phenomenons will break out across the earth that will be compared to biblical events. They will be very similar in nature. Get ready, says the Lord, for what Pharaoh witnessed at the hand of Almighty God. The countries that have hardened their hearts and are serving a false versions of me will see these biblical phenomenons break out, and it will be historical, says the Lord thy God, this day. Now, that word was given February 11th, 2020. 6 years later, in the same month, February 28th, 2026, we watched Operation Epic Fury and Roaring Lion commence 2 days before Purim, marked by a blood moon. And it was historical, not only because the Ayatollah fell, but we watched a biblical event happen. We watched a modern day Purim take place in the very place the book of Esther took place, which is in Iran. Phenomenons will break out across the earth, and that will be compared to biblical events. They will be very similar in nature. Get ready, says the Lord. For what Pharaoh witnessed at the hand of Almighty God, which is a Passover reference as well, the countries that have hardened their hearts and are serving a false version of me will see these biblical phenomenons break out, and it will be historical, says the Lord thy God this day. We watched a historic event happen, a modern day Purim, literally take place in this time, in this season, and we watched the Ayatollah fall between two blood moons that both marked Purim. Purim 2025 was marked by a blood moon, and I started sounding the alarm then. Purim 2026, also marked by a blood moon. The Ayatollah fell 2 days before Purim began. He fell in between those two blood moons. The liberation of Iran and what is going on there happened in between these two blood moons. This is not an accident. This is not random. The Bible is living, active, and current for every generation, and you watch the prophetic cycles and seasons within the Word of God coming into modern day now. They are literally aligning and they're battling over prophetic timelines. And we're watching now these biblical events that are like phenomenons that are happening and aligning together in this time with modern day events. This is a biblical event that is happening. And I think it's an insult to Almighty God by some of these conservative commentators and others to act like it's none of his business what goes on in this earth, and that if he chooses to end a leadership, if he decides the cup of iniquity has become full and that leadership must be poured out, if he decides the appointed time has come to judge that leader because the blood on the earth within the soil of that nation is crying out for justice, who are we as mere clay and flesh to tell Almighty God he has no right to intervene in such and to raise up adversaries to do his, to adversaries against the wicked? In fact, in the book of Isaiah, before we continue, it says, the bricks have fallen, but we will rebuild with hewn stone. The sycamores have fallen, but we'll replace them with cedar. That was Israel talking. And you know what they were saying to God? Oh yeah, God, we're going to build back better. We think build back better was a brand new campaign slogan that was introduced by Joe Biden. No, it's from an ancient defiant spirit that influenced Israel at the time to stiffen their neck against God and say, oh yeah, God, we're just going to build it back better. You might have taken it down, but this is what we're going to do. And you know what the Lord said? Therefore, I will raise up adversaries against you and spur them on. When you spur something on, you are compelling it to go forward. How do we not know that the same has happened here and the Lord has raised up adversaries against these wicked leaders? And I have a feeling about the scripture verse with this, so let's see. I want to tell you the exact scripture verse. It's Isaiah 9, 10 through 11. Isn't that interesting? Isaiah 9, 10 through 11. In fact, I'm going to put it in now. Yep, Isaiah 9, verse 11 says, therefore the Lord raises against Ephraim adversaries from Rezin, the king of Aram, and spurs their enemies on. That's Isaiah 9, 11. What day did the Ayatollah fall on the Islamic calendar? The 11th day of the 9th month, or 9-11, that's the equivalent of February 28th on the Islamic calendar. And that just happens to be Isaiah 9-11. So you tell me, when it comes to Almighty God raising up kings and bringing them down. He's got every right, because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, to intervene in these matters. Now, I want to go to April 8th, 2021. Word of the Lord. And it shall expose the Jekyll and Hyde lives of these leaders, the front and back office, the dirtiness of black books, illegal weapons runs, and exchanges for commodities and stock options, involvement with drug lords and terrorist groups, pay-to-play terror attacks customized to give them certain standing, false heroes fabricated upon agreed-upon attacks, harming their own nations to make the people dependent upon their sculpted heroism. The shock and outrage at who is met and agreements made shall enrage the people to a point of clear separation as hostility boils over at the leaders of these nations. Very interesting. Because we have watched in this time the Jekyll and Hyde lives of leaders through black books having to do with Epstein and things of that nature exposed. I believe we're about to see one of the greatest insider trading scandals in Congress be exposed by Almighty God in this time. I believe that we're watching pay to play when it comes to terror in New York City, and we are going to see that begin to unravel and be exposed as well. Now, I also wanted to read this to you. I happened to find this. December 18th, 2018, I gave a word from the Lord. So I had just started, the Lord had just started having me put out words February 2018 and do videos. And I put this word out December 18th, 2018. This is almost 8 years ago this word was given. I want you to hear what is in this word because of what's happening now in this nation and in this time. So word of the Lord, December 18th, 2018, I'm going to read you excerpts from it. I, the Lord, thy God, am the King of kings and the Lord of lords. My throne is everlasting, and to my kingdom there is no end. The season, says the Lord, the seasons change, says the Lord thy God, and we are indeed approaching the changing of a season, of a time. The winds of change are blowing in, says the Lord. However, the season will not end until everything hidden is exposed and brought to light that I have decreed, says the Lord. As it says in Numbers, their sins shall find them out like a spiritual tracking device, says the Lord. The sins of those things done in secret, hidden in secret, have left imprints in the spirit, have left evidence in the natural. And I, the Lord thy God, will lift up that evidence and bring it before the eyes of men and before the eyes of the law, says the Lord. Yes, says the Lord, every area of human life, families, churches, government, businesses, Hollywood, those who take part in detestable occultic practices, an influx, says the Lord, of truth will swell and burst, and like a raging river, the truth with power and force will come forth that has stubbornly been hidden, and the enemy's last strongholds, the stiff neck digging in their heels, the reprobate swimming in delusion, will have truth swell and burst in key and pivotal situations, and will knock those to the ground who so recklessly hid their deeds in the darkness. They will now experience the powerful light of God that pierces the darkness and exposes every little thing hidden in the shadows of sin, the shadows of generations, the shadows of government, the shadows of those wearing the Christian name to throw people off course to their real lives that are kept under lock and key. Oil. There is a battle ensuing over the oil, over supply, over who has the power. However, if I, the Lord, am for man, and for who or what can be against them. Now, we are watching that actively happen with what happened in Venezuela, now Iran. This is back in 2018. There's a battle ensuing over the oil and over the supply and over who has the power. And we watched almost 8 years later, Venezuela fall, and the United States take control of that oil. And now Iran and the United States getting that under control and actually cutting off Russia's supply lines and China's supply lines in the midst of this. This is the battle over the oil and the Strait of Hormuz, that this was spoken almost 8 years ago. And we are watching this now happen real time. And I'll go on. For mere men in their humanness think they control the comings and goings of the world. Isn't that interesting? Because the Strait of Hormuz has the comings and goings of the world going on in it. There is a lot of shipping worldwide and oil and assets and goods that come through the Strait of Hormuz. For mere men in their humanness think they control the comings and goings of the world. Ha, says the Lord thy God, for I am the one who sits on the throne. Nothing capital is done or planned in secret. For my angelic army is dispatched in great force, collecting evidence, listening to conversations in hidden walls, in underground operations. And those who think they had their underground operations under control, well, says the Lord, I'm shining a spotlight from the heavens and exposing these underground lairs. And the more, and it's interesting, it says, and the more I, and then AI for artificial intelligence, expose, the more these very corrupt beings will be put on the run. Now is the time. So that's almost 8 years ago, and the Lord mentions AI. Almost 8 years ago, and he starts warning then. These very corrupt beings will be put on the run. Now is the time of trouble for them, because they will be found out over and over again and will have no rest, because they will be put on the run. The weariness of being watched by the law and other intelligence forces will weary them, and they will make big mistakes, says the Lord. The order of darkness of Hollywood, of CEOs, and of businesses, the order pertaining to the secret order within these structures is frail. There is a brittle part that is breaking and disintegrating, and malfunctions are happening. Those of fame are slipping and revealing that it is not all glitz and glam, but a torture rack to become, quote, famous. A torture rack to work with the best in the industry. And within this torture, an insatiable desire to split the soul so they become dolls, living dolls with no souls. Know that I have spared many from this life, and my children I desire to fill to the brim. The enemy looks to deplete and drain. I, the Lord, look to fill and increase. Choose you this day whom you will serve, says the Lord, the King of life or the Prince of death. Jezebel-like spirits have been sent out as coiling snakes, looking to bite and inject poison to paralyze their targets. So they are trapped in no-win situations, in ungodly situations. So they get confused to who is for them and who is against them. Now, this word, I believe, goes on longer than that. This word, there's more to it. I'm only reading to you some excerpts from it. I'll read to you this part at the end of the word too. Glory and blessing and vindication, new beginnings and adventures for my children. Okay, we're going to go past. I want to get to this one part here where I saw ships. They shall rise. And simultaneously, the wicked, the corrupt, those who have hated my children and tried to destroy them, who use greed and abuse and delusion to control circumstance, will fall and sink. Their ship will sink. How many Iranian warships just sank? Well, they sank a whole fleet of them actually recently. Their ship will sink. Their plans will fail. Their delusions of grandeur will burst and will be brought low. And then the Lord says, march forth, my children. Purim this year was March 4th, and the way it's spelled is F-O-U-R-T-H, as in a date. So it says their ship will sink, their plans will fail, their delusions of grandeur will burst and will be brought low, March 4th, my children. Move on into the promises of yes and amen and enjoy the ride, because every place I take you, everything you see, every bit of information you learn along the way will be a testimony for my glory. This was 2018, December 18th, 2018. And at the end of this word, the Lord talks about ship sinking. And then he says March 4th, and it's a date. Purim happened to be right around that time of March 4th this year. So Purim started, I believe, March 2nd. It went to the 3rd, and then we entered the window between Purim and Passover. Very, very interesting that that date would have been given almost 8 years ago. And now we are watching exactly what is unfolding before our eyes. And I believe it was March 4th, around that time too, when they went to select the new leader of Iran, that Israel actually bombed the entire council meeting. So I wanted to read that to you because this was way, way, way back. And what's in it, what is contained in it, is what we are actively watching happen now in this time, in this season. That is not an accident how we are watching this unfold, because God is the Word. And in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. The Lord is in the future speaking to us in the present. So he's already in the future, in a future position, speaking to us in the present in order to navigate us to that future position. And we are watching these events that were spoken of 8 years ago actively unfold right now in this time. Now, praise the Lord for his word, but I'm saying that nothing takes the Lord by surprise. What President Trump and Netanyahu did didn't take the Lord by surprise. In fact, I think the Lord may have compelled them to do exactly what they did. What leaders do doesn't take the Lord by surprise. What Congress does doesn't take the Lord by surprise. What the church does, what leadership does, what conservative commentators say, what liberal commentators say, doesn't take the Lord by surprise. Nothing does. And he tries to speak to his children in a way to prepare them, so that we are already ahead of it before it even happens. We already saw it before it happened because of the hand of God. So when it happens, we are ready. We are not falling apart. We are not panicked. We are not stressed. We were aware. We were alert. We were foretold. And so therefore, we can act as a voice of truth, as a standard, as the watchman, as the voices crying in the wilderness saying, prepare ye the way of the Lord. We can act and call for the repentance of men in this hour, the conviction of God to fall upon men, that that burden of conviction would come upon them, that they would walk circumspectly before the Lord, that we could be salt and light and speak the fiery, unadulterated truth of Almighty God in this time. This is why we are given these things. This is why we are foretold. And these commentators, many of them are missing it because they're looking at it with their fleshly eyes and they're not looking at it in their spiritual man of what's happening. The war of Ezekiel's coming. And you know what's one of the first nations mentioned? Persia, Iran. We would have had the war of Ezekiel early had this not happened. We may have seen the war of Ezekiel, which it can't come early because it can only come when Almighty God says it can come. But watching this, there was an acceleration and a battle over a prophetic timeline, and Almighty God then intervened and put it back. So I believe if we have now seen a modern day Purim in 2026 take place in Iran, we're going to see a modern day Passover take place surrounding the area of Egypt. I believe if we're seeing it come in now, in this year, in this time, and we are watching this happen, and we are in this window between Purim and Passover, we are going to see a modern day Passover in some capacity happen involving Egypt and involving Israel. Because we are in that year where the biblical precedent and the biblical events are aligning with the natural. And they're converging. And it's on a collision course. And this is all happening because of what's coming, Rosh Hashanah 9-1-1, 2 months before the midterms, and what's coming after that in 2027, we've got a Jewish leap year, otherwise known as a pregnant year, which is double Purims, Purim Katan, little Purim, and Purim, which means double decrees of destruction, go out. And the people of God have to intercede and fast all the more for double divine reversals to take place. And that gives birth to a Shemitah year beginning before our election. And a month and a half after our election, the year ends on our calendar marked by a blood moon, December 31st, 2028 into January 1st, 2029. These prophetic events are coming and converging together, all within about a 3 years time frame, with President Trump as the president, with a modern day Purim that just happened, with two blood moons marking Purim, with Rosh Hashanah beginning 9-1-1 this year, the Feast of Trumpets. These are not accidents. These are warnings. These are alarms. These are wake-up calls. These are preparations coming from Almighty God and His throne to wake up His people and get them in position before these events happen, in order to pray to tear down these strongholds, to destroy the works of darkness and iniquity, to be salt, to be light, to expose the plans of the wicked, to sound the alarm, to be the voices crying in the wilderness, to call the people back to repentance, to call them back to Almighty God. We should know the times and seasons. We should discern them and understand them as the people of God. Look around you. The trees know the times and seasons. The trees know when to shed their leaves, and they know when to grow them back. The trees discern the times and seasons that God has created. How come His people don't? His people need to in this time. Because when these shakings happen and the people of God were prepared, we can shine light and a force of truth, fiery truth into matter as to why it's happening, that will wake people up and bring them back to faith in Almighty God through Jesus Christ. That is our job. We are meant to do that in this time. We're meant to do that. But people don't want to do that. They want their nice little superficial sermons, and they want only parts of the Bible that aren't going to make them feel convicted, and they don't want to deal with the heavy parts of the Bible, and they don't want to look at their own life and deal with their own wounds and their own pain and their own cycles and their own mess that they have been covering up with a Band-Aid for years and making excuses why they don't want to allow the Lord to get in there and really gut it and cleanse it. That window of grace has thinned. And this is where Almighty God Elohim goes out and deals with it. This is why we have to have a healthy fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom. Because the game playing is over. Look at what's happening in the earth right now. It's going to happen in the church. It's going to happen around you in your lives. The game playing is over. And the time of truth and accountability and setting affairs in order and building foundations firm and strong and building for the kingdom is now. The world may shake and parts of the world may be on fire, but we are commissioned as Nehemiah and Ezra was to build in this window. We cannot squander it. We cannot throw away the oil. We cannot disregard the time. It is time to build. The Lord, when it comes to restoration, it's a two-part process. The old has to be torn down to the studs first. We're watching that in Iran. With restoration, the old has to be torn down to the studs. And then it has to be rebuilt from the foundations the way it should have been. That's true restoration. And people worship too much what their corrupted hands have built in a way that's not even stable. And it's coming down. The Lord is purging and he's dealing. And we've come to that time. And this is why we're watching this happen in the earth in this time. It is a warning of the times and seasons we are in. But I'm telling you, you're going to see a modern day Passover event occur, surrounding or involving in some capacity Egypt, because we just saw a modern day Purim happen. And look what's happening in this window. Fire in many forms. Fire in many forms is happening in this window between Purim and Passover. Cells are getting activated in this time. Modern day Purims are happening. Decrees of destruction are going out. Amalek is raising an outcry. They are sending out those decrees of destruction to sleeper cells that are getting awakened. And I believe in this time, we're going to see one of the largest bombs stop short of its mark in the United States of America. I believe in this time, in this season, one of the largest wired bombs to be attempted for an attack is going to be exposed by a razor thin margin and dismantled in this time. So pray and intercede for that. Pray and intercede. Praise the Lord. Okay, now we have an announcement to make, so stay on for a second, because many of you love our Passover Seder. Every year we do the Passover Seder with you live. It's going to be April 2nd. It's a Thursday night, 2026. We will be putting out a shopping list for you and instructions so you can buy everything, prepare the Seder meal, and we can have Passover together, which is going to be very profound, I believe, and symbolic this year, given what's going on. So I am encouraging you, if you've never done Passover before, when we put out the shopping list and instructions, please do it with us. I will be doing it live with you. Chris will probably be with me for that. And we are going to do the Passover Seder together and honor the Pesach Lamb, who is Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. I think it's important to honor the Passover. And so we are going to do that. And we look very forward to you joining us for this live Passover Seder. Also, our social media handles, we're going to put them up for you. And then we will go over them with you. So Ark of Grace Ministries, Rumble, YouTube, TikTok, all Ark of Grace Ministries, Telegram, Ark of Grace News, Truth Social, Ark of Grace Ministries, Facebook, Ark of Grace Ministry with the Y, Instagram, Ark of Grace 88, X at Amanda Grace underscore AOG. As well, we have our sanctuary handles as well for our animal sanctuary, so you can follow all the happenings at the sanctuary. TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, all Ark of Grace Sanctuary. Please like and subscribe to all those platforms if you can. We very much appreciate it. We appreciate you doing that for us. We love our extended family that subscribes to Ark of Grace, and we're very, very appreciative for you. So we just wanted to tell you that as well. And then we're just going to put up two quick things at the end. We have My Pillow. There is Duchess on her MyPillow dog bed, and you can use promo code ARC to save it's up to 66% or sometimes more over off of all MyPillow products, but they are so much more than just pillows. They have sheets, dog beds, robes, amazing slippers. And so Mike Lindell has really fought it when it comes to this nation after what happened in 2020. And I'm giving you an action item to be a blessing to Mike Lindell. They make amazing gifts as well. All of the MyPillow products make amazing gifts. So you can go to MyPillow.com and use promo code ARC today. Also, Grid Down Chow Down. These wonderful brothers make an amazing product, grass-fed, grass-finished, freeze-dried beef that is free of a lot of the junk that they like to put in a lot of the beef that you see out there. And so it has a 10 to 15 year shelf life. You just reconstitute it with water. There is a salvation track in every package. They preach the word of God literally in every package you buy. They also have incredible beef jerky. Not only for humans, but for dogs. They have grass-fed, grass-finished jerky as a healthy treat for your dogs that is not filled with fillers and junk and preservatives. And it's a wonderful alternative for your pet. So you could go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners. And you use the promo code that we put on the screen for you, and you can actually get a discount from that. So we encourage you in that as well, because you can store this as well, and you can use it. So you reconstitute it, and you can use it to make all sorts of yummy dishes for your family. So praise the Lord. Thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. We are very appreciative you stayed on with us, our team, our moderators. And so we just want to encourage you in the word as we close. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every single day. We want to encourage you in the word as we close. It's living and active and current for every generation, and you should be getting in the discipline of speaking it. Also, Ephesians 1, 16 through 20 and 3, 14 through 19. I say those every evening, actually, before bed. Matthew 6, the Lord's Prayer. I do that at night as well, because Jesus taught his disciples to pray that way. That is spiritual intelligence from the throne room of God. The order of that prayer is what is so crucial when it comes to our prayer walk as well. So we encourage you to incorporate that in. We also have a few other Psalms up there for you that you can read, as well as Hebrews 11, one of the greatest chapters on faith. I also did start, and I'll encourage you to start it too, the book of Exodus. So I went back to Exodus, given Passover, and I began to reread the entire book of Exodus, and I encourage you to do so as well. So thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. We hope you have a wonderful weekend. Of course, if something happens like the fall of Iran or something like that, we will be, I'm sure we will come on, you know, and do a live. But if not, we will be putting out shorts the rest of the week. So please look for those on our platforms, and we will be live early next week. So God bless everyone. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your evening. We love you. Keep the faith. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. So, as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together. And we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rapha for women. Rapha means healer in Hebrew. So it is an ode to the Lord, because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rapha is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue, it helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural, and I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to www.arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rapha today. God bless.